I dig your colors, girl. Shades of life, a lot of you. Tell me what you see through your eyes of changing hue.
Hello, you're listening to the Hello Colour Podcast, an audio experience with added rainbow rays. And I'm your host, Momtaz Begum Hussein. I started this podcast to share my knowledge as a colour therapist, hoping to inspire you to become more aware of the colours in your daily life and how you can use them to your benefit. Episodes are a mix of colour therapy topics and deep dives into specific colours. Christmas is around the corner and the streets are glistening with twinkling lights while sequin attire is colonising clothing rails, which means there's one seasonal shade that's plentiful. It has the Midas touch, embodying so much energetic goodness that if we knew how to harness its benefits effectively, it could make us rich. I'm of course talking about the colour gold. In this episode, I'll be going into the heart of gold by answering, what are the divine properties of gold? How can having more gold in your life boost your compassion? And what makes gold such a powerful colour when it comes to manifestation? Are you ready to dive in with me? There's an entire gold mine to dig and discover. Gold is more than a colour, it's a precious element. But what springs to mind when you think of gold? Growing up in the 1980s, the first vision that comes to my mind is the huge gold chains worn by Mr. T, who played B.A. Baracus in the TV show The A-Team. I know, very specific, but he's such an iconic person. Do look him up if you're not sure who I mean. He's a legend. There's no doubt that gold represents riches and royalty, prestige and stature. Gold is one of the most desirable and natural phenomenons in the world. But alongside its association with grandeur, there's a side to it that's reassuringly has nothing to do with gold bars and material wealth. So let's start with the properties of gold. Before I started researching and understanding the power of colours from a colour therapy perspective, I mostly had negative associations with anything to do with gold. To me, gold represented greed. And people got so obsessive about it. But my thinking was illogical. Instead of tuning in with the truth of the colour, I'd become clouded by the variable, which is people. I wasn't recognising the power and positivity that gold as a colour represents. You see, gold is much more spiritual than it is selfish. It's a divine colour, respected by ancient civilizations since time began. In the era of the ancient Egyptians, only pharaohs were allowed to wear gold in life and death. I mean, just think of all the golden mummy cases they were preserved in, like Tutankhamun. But why were they and other civilizations so fascinated by gold? Well, gold was connected with the sun, the provider of light and energy, which is the ultimate source of life. Imagine what it would have been like to witness glistening golden sun rays every morning and paying homage to that being, the Earth's power. Something most people take for granted these days, yet it remains true. The earliest coins used as transactions between people were gold. And by the 4th century, it became so precious that gold mines were built all over the world to find it, though usually this meant it was stolen from other people's lands. Gold represents divinity and features on the pages of religious texts. It's also highly respected in different cultures, especially when it comes to South Asian weddings. While in popular culture like music and fashion, gold maintains its reputation for being deeply desirable. Which leads nicely onto gold being considered the colour of compassion, which is the opposite of selfishness. The seven main colours that are relevant in colour therapy come from the rainbow, which correspond with a chakra or energy system. For example, green represents the heart, blue the throat, indigo is the third eye area where your forehead is, and violet is the head, which is where the colours and the body run out. But that's on a physical level. Gold sits above our heads like a halo, part of our aura. This means it's connected to our wisdom and values, and that's where compassion stems from. Gold is the colour that represents service or helping others. It promotes good deeds, feelings of selflessness, and being more generous. So the more you surround yourself in the colour gold, the more generous you're likely to feel and become. You don't need to be financially rich to experience this. Simply by being of service, by volunteering your time for a purpose that aligns with your values, will lead to the riches coming through. But beware, there's no point volunteering doing something that doesn't feel right for you. I found myself in this situation this week. I signed up to do a volunteering project a few months ago. And the truth is that when I went to our second meeting this week, I realised that deep down, there are other causes I want to spend my time on more. So I've politely stepped away. Now, this doesn't make me a bad person. It means I have a much deeper connection to knowing what I actually want to do and how I spend my time, which is more beneficial to me and other people. And gold gives us this clarity. Now, don't forget there are different types of gold. So if a bold, metallic or wet look one doesn't appeal to you, why not opt for a softer rose gold, which has pink tones and is far more gentle and nurturing. A very healthy colour to be around. Finally, I want to talk about gold and how it can support manifestation. Manifesting is a term that's used a lot these days. It's in the popular zeitgeist, championed by thought leaders and coaches. In a nutshell, it's about honing in on your dreams, goals, and visions, having them clear in your mind, and then seeing them come into fruition. Methods can include daydreaming, vision boarding, journaling, and even talking your vision out loud. But it doesn't work by only doing these things and the magic suddenly happening, although some may say otherwise. There's a lot more that needs to be aligned. Now, there's no shortage of books and podcasts on the topic, so if you want to learn more about it, I'll drop some links in the show notes. An aspect I want to focus on is setting very intentional, specific visions. So an example might be, I want to sell my homemade jarred pickles in Asda. When you put that wish out into the world, it's so specific it gets heard. But on the other hand, if your intention was, I'd like to see my food in a shop, it's too broad, so harder to manifest. But when you are in a specific manifestation mode, the colour that can support your grand plans and grand wishes is the grandeur of gold. Any form of gold radiates positive energy. And when you feel positive, you feel good, which affects your subconsciousness. And that's when the impact happens. You truly start to believe in your potential. With such unwavering self-confidence, the wheels in the cog start to turn, making things happen. Now, I champion different ways to absorb colour into your life, like food, so perhaps eating golden kiwis, or nature, looking out for those golden sunshine rays. But in this case, when it comes to gold, jewellery is the most powerful tool. So think of it as an adornment that acts like a lucky charm. It's historically the most revered way to receive the benefits of gold. But I'm not endorsing real gold, just something that's golden in colour, like costume jewellery or maybe even spraying something with gold spray paint. If you've got plans and have been trying to make them work but nothing is happening, then gold energy could be what's needed to unblock the route forward and help you reach your potential. So, get or make yourself a gold-coloured pendant, brooch, earrings, keychain, bangle, something that you feel attracted to. Look at it whenever you lose your motivation to help renew your focus on your vision. With this added gold support, you'll feel in a much more positive place, where those dreams of yours can really start to unfold. Thanks for listening to the Hello Colour podcast. It's a real pleasure to have you here with me. If you enjoyed the show, then do share a link with anyone else who might enjoy it. And of course, you're invited to leave a review and rate the show, which helps other people find it. My contact details are in the show notes. If you'd like to get in touch about today's episode or something I've mentioned in previous ones, then I'm on Instagram at momtesbh.co.uk, or my other details, as I mentioned, are in the show notes. The background music you can hear is by the band Cellophane Company, who created this colourful song just for this podcast. You can check out their two albums on Spotify, Apple, and Bandcamp. Take care, seek out some gold, and speak soon.